But let me be fair to the folks from Aspen, because what the governor just talked about affects all those school bus drivers, you know, who have to deal with the kids coming, you know, in the morning real quiet.
Oh, Lord, we're going to take it.
And then after it's over, they get on the bus.
Oh my,
they're either A, rambunctious, or B, they're awful quiet too. And in the house is, Gidget Yancey with AFSCME, who is a bus driver. When I was saying that, you're not, am I talking for real?
Yeah.
I wasn't just, I was coming off the top of my head thinking that was it, but that's the reality.
Yes.
Which is all the more reason we need to get this unemployment thing straightened out. What's the deal? What's going on?
Well, right now we're trying to get bills passed. We're trying to get our unemployment waived. Bill's here, so he can speak more on it for me.
All right. Bill Groth is an attorney that's always on the right side of great issues. And Carly Stevenson is also with AFSCME. Bill Groth, what is the issue here that affects not only school, but working class school bus drivers, but also other seasonal employees who still have to be on the clock, like Head Start teachers and others?
Well, the immediate problem, Amos, is that we have the state of Indiana through the Department of Workforce Development telling hundreds of these bus drivers and Head Start workers that they have to pay back thousands and thousands of dollars of unemployment compensation they received in good faith as a result of an error by the state.
You know, wait a minute. The state messed up and these people got to pay? There's no governor executive order saying, this is outrageous. We're not going to stand for this and I'm not going to have hardworking Hoosiers pay money back.
Nothing. Well, you would like to see the outrage equally apply to this situation. And we have, you know, these bus drivers barely making ends meet, making, you know, a little bit above minimum wage, working their tails off to get kids to school safely. They apply for unemployment as they had every, you know, before every summer break for years and years. And the DWD started paying them. Mm-hmm. Now, what apparently the DWD didn't know, and it's hard to expect employees to know, that the law had changed. The legislature, in its infinite wisdom, back in 2011, decided that when these layoffs took place in the summer, that these people are on vacation. Now, mind you, they don't get paid while they're off. They don't get any benefits while they're off. But the state legislature decided to call that a vacation and concluded that they weren't eligible for unemployment. They got their unemployment, and now 3 years later, the state, the DWD, is saying, pay it back.
So nowhere did somebody in DWD say, guys, the law changed, or they called their employees in or had a webinar with the employees and say, the rules have changed, this is what you got to do.
They figured it out, Amos, later in the summer or fall of 2012.
This sounds like the BMV. This sounds like some license branch mess. And that's the same excuse the license branch people are getting. Well, we didn't know what we were doing.
In fact, we actually have a member up in Gary who told us that that she actually called the DWD to ask them to say, you know, I'd heard that something had changed. And they said, well, we haven't gotten any training on it. We heard that, but we haven't gotten any training. So just go ahead and file anyway.
Does this also point out, Bill Groth, that the legislature passes hundreds of bills in the course of a legislative session and in good faith? The legislature does their job. It's their job to set the laws and the regulations of the state of Indiana. And then in the cases of some laws, a state agency will add regulations to interpret those laws. Is it fair to one of the things you ought to be asking the legislature, maybe you are doing that, or maybe you thought of it, that there needs to be some mandated training of state workers a couple of months after a legislative session is over, so that state workers all across the state will understand what has changed. I mean, you don't have to call everybody in Indianapolis in a meeting. There's a thing called the Internet. There's webinars. God knows I go through enough of them here at the radio station, and people listening go through that they could do a webinar and say, this is what is new in your area.
You would think.
But if the state can't do it on their own, and the governor's not calling an angry press conference to say, I'm going to fix this, then that means the legislature should fix it. It would seem to me that's a simple law. They can sneak that into page 300 of the budget bill.
It can be fixed, Amos. It can be fixed very easily by the legislature adopting one of the, I think, two bills that are pending. We also have a request pending to the commissioner of the DWD, asking that he exercise his discretion, which he has by statute, to waive these overpayments because they're not the employees'
fault. How much are we talking about that they want employees to pay back?
Oh, that's a lot. I mean,
are we talking a couple, several million dollars?
Our highest is $30,000.
Okay.
Most of them are in the neighborhood of, I think, $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money for working people.
That's a lot. That's bigger than a tax refund.
Yeah.
In some cases. Is this some, and this is not just an Indianapolis thing, this is across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an issue where non-union bus drivers and non-union Head Start teachers are also hanging with the gangrene here?
Mm-hmm. They are.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't want to have to pay that money back either.
Yeah, the lead case, this was all contested through the courts. We had an argument that they were misinterpreting the statute. Right. And the lead case involved a bunch of non-union bus drivers in Anderson.
Mm-hmm. We know what the response, and I know you had several members of the Democratic delegation to the legislature that were out there. Any sympathy from Republicans, or are they being hard-hearted on this issue?
Well, we did. We've taken the opportunity. You know, there have been a number of different bills that have gotten hearings about ways to fix the unemployment trust fund so that, you know, they can make back some of that money, since we all know that, unfortunately, due to the Great Recession, the unemployment trust fund took quite a hit. And so we've brought this issue to those hearings, using that as an opportunity. And there have been a couple of Republican representatives who did seem concerned that these are folks who are working people who are being asked to pay all this money that was the fault of the DWD. So we are hoping that we'll be able to count on some folks to file amendments to some of those bills.
Let me correct a myth that a lot of people listening still think. I think a lot of people, not just an African-American thing, it's a Hoosier thing, think that they, the employees, pay in to unemployment. They figure, this is my money and I pay into that. That's not the case. Unemployment, the money that pays for unemployment, doesn't come from taxpayers, it comes from businesses.
Yes. The company pays into that.
Do you get a lot of people that still think it's like Social Security and that I pay it into this and they owe me that?
Yes. They do.
Okay. So what can listeners do? Who are listening right now, what can they do to help y'all?
Well, I think if they would be willing to contact their representatives, their state senator and their state representative, and ask them to support Senate bills 111 and 181, mm-hmm. are bills that have been authored by Senator Karen Talian and also Senator Tim Lannon. And those bills would correct these issues. They would basically require that the DWD waive repayments where the DWD made a mistake, where it was not the fault of the employee. Because, you know, to be clear here, I mean, we're not here defending people who have committed fraud or misrepresented themselves in some way. We're talking about folks who applied for unemployment in good faith, were honest, and wrote down exactly what they needed to write down, and the DWD got it and said, okay, you're eligible. So these bills would enable folks like Gidget and her coworkers. They would waive the repayments for her and other similarly situated workers to not have to pay those overpayments back to the Department of Workforce Development. And then it would also mean going forward that if the DWD makes a mistake like this, that the onus is on them and not the employee.
All right, and now Gridget Yancey is the president of AFSCME. 3826, I heard that's the best number in AFSCME. What unit is that you represent?
I represent the dorm bus drivers. Mm-hmm. We're contracted off IPS.
All right, because I think that maybe some people didn't realize that the Durham bus drivers are union men and women.
Yes.
Okay. And y'all, the superintendent behaving? Has he been out on a bus?
He hasn't been on one of our buses. He's been on the IPS bus, though, I say. But he hasn't been on the Durham bus yet.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he from Durham?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ain't rode one of ours, though. He needs to get on there and ride with us sometime.
You would think somebody from Durham would have already been on a Durham bus. Yeah, if y'all are listening over at 120 East Walnut Street, you can tell the superintendent he ought to ride on a Durham. I mean, he's from Durham. He ought to ride on a Durham. I mean, he's been on the IPS bus with those men and women, those great union men and women.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people, because when Durham came in, they weren't union. But see, it's called organizing. Organize, organize, organize. Mm-hmm. So it's all union, men and women with all of the drivers that drive our kids in IPS. And so now they're going to... That's going to be interesting. The kids are going to hear that the test might get cut in length, so they may be rambunctious tomorrow.
Oh, no. And we got to drive them home.
Jesus, they won't hear.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Only the ones that have the smartphones will know this afternoon. The rest will hear it on the news tonight and in the morning. Then they'll be hyper tomorrow morning, so just be ready. Again, Bill Grove with Aspen, Carly Stevenson, and Bridget Yancey. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.